Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. The upcoming Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India Region Zone 3 plenary conference is set to take place in Kohima this November. In preparation for the event, Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker Sharingan Longkumar met with Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla in New Delhi on Saturday to discuss key parliamentary initiatives such as CPA India Region Zone 3 and the proposed establishment of the North East Regional Parliamentary Studies, Training and Research Centre. Mr. Longkumar briefed the Lok Sabha Speaker on the ongoing preparations for the plenary conference and emphasised its importance in fostering regional cooperation and dialogue among the northeastern states. Speaker Om Birla expressed his interest in visiting Nagaland and confirmed his support and presence at the conference. He also expressed hope that speakers and legislators from the region would make full use of the platform to deliberate on critical policy matters and regional concerns needing national attention. The centre has advised states to ensure rational use of cough syrups, particularly among children, as most coughs are self-limiting and do not require pharmacological treatment. It has emphasised on strict compliance with the revised schedule by all drug manufacturers in view of recent concerns relating to the quality and administration of cough syrups. The Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare convened a high-level meeting under the chairmanship of the Union Health Secretary, Punya Salila Srivastava, with all states and union territories to review compliance with drug quality norms and promote the rational use of cough syrups, especially in pediatric populations. The matter was earlier reviewed by Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, who had directed that the matter should be discussed with states and UTs to ensure necessary actions. A report.
In the meeting, it was informed that risk-based inspection has been initiated across 19 manufacturing units in 6 days to identify systemic gaps and strengthen quality assurance mechanism. States and UTs were also advised to ensure enhanced surveillance, timely reporting by both government and private health facilities. The meeting follows recent reports of child deaths in Chinwara, Madhya Pradesh, allegedly linked to contaminated cough syrups. With Anupam's report, Asonyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The new GST reform is a big relief for Assam's weavers, farmers and small businesses. Under the revised rates, tax has been reduced from several traditional and regional goods of the state. The reform especially benefits Assam's tea industry, which now attracts only 5% GST, making it cheaper and competitive in both domestic and international market. Assam's rich handloom and craft sector that has over 12 lakh weavers will also see major relief, as GST on this sector has been reduced to 5%. The tourism sector will also gain from this reform, as hotel rooms priced up to 7,500 rupees per night will attract only 5% GST, making Assam an affordable destination for visitors. As part of the Rashtriya Poshan Maah, the Department of Social Welfare under CDPO Woka project, in collaboration with the Department of Health and Family Welfare, organized a one-day anemia awareness cum screening camp for adolescent girls at the Urban Health Centre, Woka. The camp aimed to raise awareness about adolescent health, especially anemia, menstrual hygiene and oral care. Speaking at the event, Medical Officer Woka, Dr. Chonben Izung, emphasized the need for open discussions around menstrual hygiene and called for increased community awareness to promote proper healthcare practices. A total of 60 adolescent girls underwent anemia screening during the camp. The excitement is building as the 25th anniversary edition of the NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy 2025 storms into the pre-quarterfinals. The action resumes at the iconic Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima with thrilling knockout clashes between 16 teams lined up from today till 9th October. We have a report from our correspondent.
So far, a total of 29 matches have been played in the tournament, which kick off on September 13. In the first pre-quarter-final match, River Gangtok Sporting Club will face off against Chedama Village Youth Organization, followed by a clash between Tankul Katam Nau, Saklong and Masan Ko in the second match. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And now for the weather update. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast scattered to isolated rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms across most parts of Nagaland today. The weather agency has also issued a warning for thunderstorms with lightning likely to occur at isolated places in Dimapur, Kohima and Perin. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.